Okay, we're on the bottom of Lamed Hey Amid Beis. We're in the bottom line where we made a distinction between a shofar that can be carried on Shabbos, even though you really can't blow shofar on Shabbos, but you can carry it because you can use it for a receptacle, and a chatzotzos, which you really can't because it doesn't have an end, it's just going to spill right out. So then we said there's a difference between a tzibur and a yachid. And so on the bottom line, Amalei Abaya, ubiyachid lemay chazi. What can you do with a yachid? What can a yachid do with a shofar? Ho'il v'chazi v'ro, ho'il v'roy l'maga v'chazi. What's it good for? Ho'il v'roy l'gama b'mayim l'tinok. You can give it for a tinok. So b'tibur nami. So for a tibur also, chazi l'maga l'tinok ani. You can give it for a tinok who's an ani. So what's the big deal? Why are we making a distinction between a yachid and a tibur? A tzibur also could use a shofar. Vesu also, a third thing, hadetanya, kishem shemetalton les ha-shofar, kach metalton les ha-chatzotzros. Just like you can carry a shofar, you can carry a chatzotzros. So we have a three-way machlokas over here. One braisa said they're both okay, one braisa said they're both not okay, and one braisa said a shofar yes and chatzotzros no. Mani, what's going on here? Elo kasha, ha, the braiser that said that it's mutter to move a shofar and chatzotzros are not mutter to carry. That's Rabbi Yehuda. That's the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. As Rashi says on the top line, shofar mitaltel. A shofar can be moved. The chatzotzros einon mitaltel. Chatzotzros cannot be moved. The muktzahu, it's muksa. Avo shofar, but a shofar. Toras kli olav. It has a kli. It's considered a kli. It is a kli. Kidamrinan le'el, like we said. Tosvos, in the top Tosvos of Harav Yehuda, it's about 7-8 lines where the Tosvos ends. So Tosvos is asking the following question. Well, if a shofar is a kli, Rashi called it a toras kli olav. Why is it a toras kli? Because you can use it to put some water inside, because it doesn't have a. It has a little bit of a curve, so the water will remain there. So, can't you find some use for the chatzotzros too? You can use it for a paperweight. You can use it to hold open the door. So, why does it also have a Toras Kli? Why not? So, Tosfos says something. What I think he's saying is something very, very fundamental, right? So, just for a minute of background, we have a concept called something that's muksa. There's a bunch of different things that are muksa. What we're talking about now is it's a kli shemalachto le'iser. It's a kli that normally is used for something aser, for example, a hammer. A hammer is normally used to bang nails, but you can use a hammer for a mutter purpose, for example, like cracking open nuts. So therefore, it's allowed to be moved, letzarach gufo, if I need nuts to be cracked, or letzarach mimkomo. I need the place where the hammer is. The hammer is on my chair, I need to sit down, so I can move the hammer somewhere else. And that's what a shofar is. Tosfos here says, but a chatzotzros, we're not going to say that. Why not? So Tosfos says, "Avol bechatzotzros, aser. It's an aser. Mishum delu kivon delo chazi lemaleches heter ella maat. Since it's only roi for maleches heter, only a little bit. It's not really used for mutter things. A chatzotzros is used to blow horn. It's a horn. You blow a horn." I guess a shofar was used more commonly to put water inside. Maybe it was. And therefore, that's the difference. Says Tosfos, but a chatzotzros, who uses a chatzotzros for anything else? Nobody touches their horn. Nobody uses a horn as a paperweight. Nobody uses a horn to hold the door open. Nobody does that. Therefore, muktzeh legamri. It's completely mukser. Mimaleches heter. There's no heter purpose at all. Have a kemita, like you have some kind of what do you call it? Calls it a bed. I don't think he means a bed. I think he means like a drawer, an armoire. Sheyicha del lemos. I use it for money. That's where you keep my money. V'yinicha lehamos. And I put my money there. Kedamar of Yehuda Marav. Asa l'taltala. You can't move that. Yeah, but maybe I need it for some other purpose. Too bad. That's where you keep your money. You don't use your things that you put your money in. You don't use it for other things. You don't use your wallet for a paperweight. You don't use your wallet to hold open a door. You don't use your wallet the papers shouldn't fly away. You don't do that. Even though you could, but nobody does that. Umuki lak Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Yehuda said, "Ukamokina shel tarnagolim." You have some kind of coop with the chickens are in. Even if I need to move that thing for where the chickens are in. Nobody does that. And therefore, it's completely mutter, which sheds light on the whole issue of what exactly a klisha malachto l'isser is. Right? So if there's something that's a klisha malachto l'isser, you don't really use it for heter purposes. I think a classic example is a cell phone. It costs $500, $1,000. Yeah, it's a klisha malachto l'isser. You'll use it for isser things. Use it to talk and to text. Those are things you can't do on Shabbos. You're going to use it for a cell phone for something else. You're going to keep it in the freezer so that the door shouldn't close. Nobody does that. They do that with cheap things, not with expensive things. And therefore, that might shed light on what exactly the parameters of a klisha malachto l'isser are. Right? We think it's anything you can use. Well, anything could be a paperweight. Tosfos is saying not so true. Anything could be a paperweight, realistically, could be. But halachically, we don't say that. Okay. Anyway, that's the first shita. Ha, the one who allowed you to use both the chatzotzros and the shofar was Reb Shimon, who had a much more makel view of muksa. And ha, and the most machmir one, who didn't let you use anything, was Reb Nechemya. That was the opinion of Reb Nechemya. Umay shofar nami chatzotzros, says the Gemara, really, what's the difference in a shofar and a chatzotzros? It's really the same exact thing. Kedrev chista, dar mev chista, hani tlas mili, ishtani shamayhu, mibei charev bias. That really, the word shofar and the word chatzotzros are interchangeable. It's really the same thing. These three things, ishtani shamayhu, mibei charev beis hamikdash. The beis hamikdash, when the beis hamikdash was destroyed, they changed what they called these three things out of the tsar of the Churban, right? Chatzotzros, shofar. Shofar, chatzotzros. One was called the shofar, one was called the chatzotzros. L'may nafkamina, the shofar, shofar, shoshana. The Lashon Azov asks, Nachman asks, where do we ever find that they changed the name of what they call a shofar to a chatzotzros and a chatzotzros into a shofar? We don't find such a thing, but the Gemara says it. Number two, Arava, Tafsefa, Tafsefa, Arava. What we used to be called an Arava is not called a Tafsefa. What we used to be called a Tafsefa is not called an Arava. L'may nafkamina, what's the difference? L'may nafkamina, l'lulav, for lulav, we need to know. And pesora, one's a big table, one's a small table, maybe it's a remez to the shulchan and the Beis HaMikdash, so they change the name from a small to big and from big to small, but really it's the same thing. L'may nafkamina, l'mekach u'memkar. What's the difference regarding mekach u'memkar? Fine, very good. So next, Abra Abaya. Af anu nami huvlila bekasi bekasi huvlila. These are different stomachs of an animal. One was called the bekasi, one was called the huvlila. They changed the name. L'may nafkamina. What's the difference? L'machat shenimtzas beove beis hakosos. If a needle is found inside one of these stomachs, the mitzad echad kshera u'mitzad stadim treifa. If it's coming out of one side, it's kosher. If it comes out for the other side, it's treif. Complicated sugya. You need to see a picture. You need to see exactly where this needle is. But the point is, if it goes through one stomach, it doesn't render the animal to a trefa. But if the needle goes through another stomach, it certainly does. Since that's a shaila, since they changed the name, you have to know exactly which stomach we're talking about because the halacha could be different. Amar Rabashi, af onu nemar bavel bursif, bursif bavel. Also, the word bavel and bursif got changed. L'may nafkamina. We turn over the page. What's the difference? L'gitei nashim. The difference is, gitei nashim, as Rashi reminds us, everybody knows this halacha, that if you come from Bavel, you don't have to say b'fon enechtam, b'fon enechtam, because Bavel was experts and everybody knew the halacha over there. And the question is, well, what's this place, Bursif? Is it really Bavel where the halacha is like that? Or is it some other place where you do have to say b'fon enechtam? We're not sure. So the name changed, and you have to make sure you know which place you're talking about. Okay. So now we finished the second parak of Masechta Shabbos, and we will start the third parak in the next recording.